Are there any children of any ages who want to come down? Come on down. I have a brief message today. You already know the answers to all these questions. Hello. Hi. Such a cutie pie. I remember the Nook days. Is that what they're still called?
Some
Binkies? Nook. Hi, guys. You already know these answers, so just shout them out, okay? I promise not to embarrass you because I did that last week. Okay. If I tell you I'm an artist, which I am, and that I was an art teacher, which I was, and which I still do, and you ask me to see my artwork, and I say I have a portfolio, and then I show it to you, and it's empty, what do you deduce from all of that? What do you think? You know I'm not going to say anything, don't you? What do you think? I open my portfolio and it has no pictures of anything in it. But I just told you I'm an artist. Aren't you going to ask me something? Yeah, like where are your pictures? Like what did you do? Exactly. So I have no evidence that I'm an artist, right? So I just want you to believe that I'm an artist. So why is that important? Right, and sometimes that's what we have to do, right? Jesus Christ, we can't see him, but we see evidence of Jesus Christ. So Jesus is who he says he is, and I actually am an artist, and I actually do have pictures, but could you believe it? This is about who do you say that I am? If Christ tells us that he loves everybody, and we see evidence that he does, and we say, I'm going to follow you to the ends of the earth, Lord Jesus Christ, and we're not loving and kind like he is, I'm going to be a little suspicious of somebody who's nasty and says, I love Jesus. He's the best thing since sliced bread, and I believe in him, and he's great. And then they're not great to other people, and there's no evidence or proof that they are. So what do you think we could learn from Jesus asking you and you and you and me and you and you and all of you, who do you say that I am? How would you behave if you really and I really followed Christ? How would we behave? Don't make him do all the work, you guys. He's doing all the heavy lifting in the middle of the pew here. Any thoughts? You have some. I could see them. They're just like ready to come out. Are they forming yet? No? You? No? Nothing? You got nothing? Okay. Should I help you a little bit? If you go to school and you see somebody in trouble, what grade are you in? 10? 8. Okay, so those are the ranges of less happens at school in all those grades. You see somebody in trouble in school and you know that what's happening isn't right, what are you going to do? Yeah, thank you. You're going to go be that Jesus person. You're going to go and spread a little kindness and love or get help, right? Because you tell everybody, I go to this really cool church and you should see the thing we did yesterday and it's so much fun, blah, 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 blah. And then we don't behave our way into being a Jesus follower. So what does that look like? So when you leave here today, rather than being embarrassed that I pulled you down to the front pew and asked you these questions, I want you to walk away from the front pew saying, what could I do to be more like him? Because I come to church and I learn about him and I love him and he loves me. And you're going to hear what I'm about to say about that. So I would challenge you to go back to school and all your places that you go, whether you play soccer or whatever you do, and try to figure out what would he do and how could I be more like him? Because you already have a jump on it. You guys are good. But there's going to be stuff tomorrow as soon as you go back to school. You're like, I thought I had that all figured out. So I'm going to ask you to come back and tell us if you had some successes someday. Don't be bashful. Let's pray. Dear Father God, help these young people and all the young persons of this church to continue to love you and show your love in this world, which needs all of us so much. You came to show us, help us to learn and to live you through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks, guys.